You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And I want to thank you for joining us today. Today's topic, you know, we talk about a lot of things on this show. Some topics come up based on conversations I have with people. Some topics come up with things that are happening in the world. There's, you know, I had an interesting conversation with a person. I think that's a really good guy, and you know, he brought something to my attention, which was a little, it warranted me talking about it on the show, because it not only impacts an individual, it impacts your business, everything else, you know. So I wanted to dive into something that sits at the core of both finance and life itself. And that's character. In this world where markets, they move so fast and narratives shift even faster, right? People are often chasing the next big thing without looking back. They're not looking in the rearview mirror. But in life, you can't look, you can't live by looking through a rearview mirror. However, you know, they're looking at the next big thing. Character becomes the one constant that defines who you are and how you operate. I don't care if it's in traditional finance, decentralized finance, if it's in your life, if it's as you as a parent, as a friend, as and you know, as a son or a daughter, your character, man, your character. That is so important. In finance, your reputation is your currency. You have a bad reputation, your currency is tainted. It's tainted. It's the thing that opens doors, builds partnerships, and creates opportunities long before any balance sheet does. That's a fact. And when you're someone who tries to do the right thing, as I know that this individual has tried to do the right thing, as I've seen other people try to do the right thing, consistently, quietly, without theatrics, you'll find that the road isn't always as smooth. Sometimes the very act of standing upright in a crooked room makes you a target. Unwarranted character attacks, basically attempted character assassinations. There's some of the ugliest, I mean, downright disgusting tools used in the industry. Not because someone actually did something wrong, but because someone else feels threatened by integrity. They figured, let me go and attack their integrity because I feel like I can. I'm sitting here and I can do this. They wouldn't do it face to face, or maybe they would. I don't know. However, you know, it's easy to be a tough guy behind a computer or on a phone. That's a fact. It's a destructive act across the board, not just for the person being targeted, but for the ecosystem as a whole. When people weaponize misinformation, their view of what things are, and they twist it to try to tear down someone's name without cause, without provocation, just because they feel like they can, because they want to, they erode trust. And trust is the foundation of every market, every deal, every relationship. And when people do that, I consider them despicable people. And the fact that this has been done to someone that I know that is of high character, the person that is doing that is a despicable person. But here's the truth. Character isn't about being perfect. No one's perfect. It's about being consistent. It's about having a moral compass that doesn't spin depending on who's in the room. It's about staying grounded even when others try to shake your foundation with their words and their actions. And in the long run, character outlasts noise. It outlasts rumors. It outlasts attacks. Because integrity has a way of revealing itself over time. And this is a fact. And I wanted to touch on this because, look, I've been in finance for a long time. I've seen everything. And you do have despicable people that the bile that comes out of their mouth sometimes against someone, it would blow your mind. You know, I mean, and the only other industry, and I say this to a lot of people and they laugh, but it's so true. The only other industry that is, a level up from the douchebaggery that you see in finance is real estate. And you deal with the character tax too. And even in real estate, that's more public, right? Because you're trying to sell property and trying to do deals. And if your name starts getting tainted because of something someone said, it can cost you business. It can cost you your business. It can cost you money. It impacts your family. It impacts everything you're doing. When people do this, they have no idea the damage they can cause until the damage comes to them, and then the conversation changes, right? You know, but anyway, you know, again, I just want to touch on this because I had that conversation. I was a little bit heated personally about it when he told me about it. You know, I'm not naming names, but I want to, you know, let them know that, hey, your character is intact. It is not in any way, shape, or form tainted. And the words that come out of people, out of a particular person, you know, they're empty. You know, and what that person winds up losing is someone that with that type of integrity in their corner. Because when you're building up, especially in business with things you're doing, you want people with high integrity in your corner, because that's going to give you that's going to make you look better. But you know how bad you look when you start attacking someone's character? It's like when you have celebrities that are on social media and then all of a sudden someone's going and attacking them and saying the most vile things about them and to them, and that they should do to themselves, and it's disgusting. And in that case as well, you know, as long as your character is intact and you have nothing to worry about, it's background noise, it's that noise you hear when you're walking by, when a car zooms by you, that's about it. Because when that noise is gone. So I just, again, I wanted to talk about that early on in the show. Because, you know, it was something that kind of bugged me a little bit, and I want to address it. Now, moving forward, before we get into the crypto, because, you know, we're speaking about integrity, I just wanted to go share a little something, okay, which to me, it's right in line with crypto. All right. Wrote a little my take on a children's rhyme. And it goes like this. Jack and Jill bought tokens on the crypto hype. On blast. So they figured that Joe Schmo posted it, so they ought to move pretty fast. They saw a post from a hypester, some hypester ghost, and figured it was all they needed to read. They slapped on 50x on their trade, convinced they both succeed. Then they watched the market flip upside down. You saw Jill's smile turn to a stressed out frown. Their wallets fell in value with Superman speed. Oh, there were signs of some tears even on poor Jack's face indeed. Jack blamed volatility. Jill blamed her research that was skewed. But when the margin was called, the balance fell hard and their confidence was subdued. And both learned fast that leverage bites you in the ass when judgment calls are misconstrued. So Jack and Jill, they crawled back down the hill, their wallets wiped out clean. They vowed next time not to trust the hypester's nonsense and keep their wallets serene. For in the end, 50 times in a crypto trade can be downright obscene. Now, I hope you enjoyed my little take on Jack and Jill. Now, going back to integrity, I want to shift from personal character to market character. Because just as individuals need a strong moral foundation, financial systems need transparency, accountability, and structure. And that brings us directly into tokenization and the evolution of the crypto markets. And I love this because things are getting heated out there. Binance made a bold move earlier on with tokenized stocks, and whether people agreed with the approach or not, it pushed the conversation forward. It showed the world what markets could look like when access isn't limited by geography, market hours, or legacy infrastructure. Fractional exposure, global reach, 24/7 availability. Come on. I mean, this was the big thing. That's where finance is heading. This is where things are going. And no amount of words from any government official is going to stop that. This is not just a thing in the United States. This is global. Traditional exchanges right now, they're trying to catch up. They're moving. They're tokenizing. New York, NASDAQ, CME, they're all tokenizing. They're doing things. But Binance's early steps, well, that forced the industry to acknowledge that tokenization isn't theoretical. It's happening. They get criticized for a lot of stuff. And again, they're no angels. But they take chances. They take risk. You know, a lot of people, they go and they criticize Binance. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to break a couple of eggs to, you know, make an omelet, right? So this is what they did. So for good, for bad, for indifferent, they helped to shape the industry. They should be praised for that. And now we have situations like Polymarket. That's all the thing. Polymarket, Kalshi, prediction markets. This is like, you know, all over the place. And people are, you have some fraud going on there too with people, you know, in the know, doing some insider trading, where they're trying to put this the kibosh on that. But Polymarket, they recently found themselves cut off by J.P. Morgan. No more banking, because J.P. Morgan was worried about regulatory concerns. You know, meanwhile, Polymarket can be setting up. They got ICE behind them. They got $1 billion, whatever amount of money they have. They have revenue. They have things going on. This company more than likely is going to go public. And JP Morgan may be sitting out in the cold, if that should happen, for doing this. This wasn't warranted. They could have did a workaround. They could have did something else. They could have said, you know what, let's do this stuff overseas. A lot of things could have happened. They didn't do that. That's a perfect example of the tension between emerging platforms and legacy institutions. Prediction markets don't fit neatly into traditional categories. Doesn't have that great fit. And banks aren't always equipped to handle models that challenge conventional frameworks. It doesn't mean that the technology is flawed, because it is not. It means that the old system isn't fully ready for the new one. And financial institutions, they don't want money moving away from them. So, but if this is the case, this is why the Clarity Act was stalled. If this is the case, why would you not want them to bank with you so you have the money there? That's the question. But despite the friction, crypto is evolving into the asset class I always knew it would be and what it is always meant to be. We're finally seeing the shift from speculation to utility, from hype to structure, from opacity to transparency. On-chain settlement, tokenized assets, stable coins, programmable financial instruments. This is what we're talking about. They aren't fringe concepts anymore. They're becoming part of the global financial fabric. And here's the connection. Markets built on transparency naturally reward integrity. This is going back to my initial starting of the show. When everything is on-chain, when records are immutable, when access is democratized, it becomes harder for bad actors to manipulate narratives, to do wash trading and doing all this stuff, or operate in the shadows in the dark like ninjas. Okay, like what you saw in the 90s with the bucket shops and the Stratton Oakmonts and the Jordy Belforts doing his thing. Okay, tokenization isn't just a technological upgrade. It's a structural reinforcement of trust. So as we wrap this up, and I hope that you enjoyed the show, remember this: character builds trust, and trust builds markets. Whether you're navigating life, business, family, or the future of digital assets, integrity is the anchor. Your reputation is everything. And as finance continues to evolve, as tokenization reshapes how we think about ownership, access, liquidity, being democratized, and the like, the people, and the platforms that operate with character, that operate with integrity, that operate with transparency, that try to innovate and do the right thing, those are the ones that are going to lead the way, no matter what anyone says. So if you're out there and your character is being attacked, and you know you are of high moral standing, don't let it take up real estate in your head or in your heart. It's not worth it. Those people are going to wind up, you know, eating out of, a can, having some ravioli, where you're going to be living your best life with your family, with the people that are around you. Good character, integrity, guess what? Gravitates and it pulls in other people with character and integrity. So you're going to be okay. All right. On that note, we're done with the show. I hope you enjoyed my little children's rhyme. And I hope you enjoyed the topic today. I thought it was important to speak about this. I think in life, you're going to, again, whether you're a kid, I mean, you see it all the time. You got rumors that get spread with a kid in school, and these things happen. Social media is like a terrorist in that respect, because it gives people, you know, perceived power. They think because they're on social media that they can attack you because they're over there and you're over here, and what are you going to do? But there are laws out there now. There are laws with social media. There are laws even with phone calls. Somebody threatening you or recording your call, guess what? They can have a problem. They can have a problem. Okay, so, you know, again, don't let that take up real estate in your mind and your heart. Okay, I don't care what the situation is. If someone's criticizing you or attacking your character or doing whatever they want to do to try to hurt you, because that's what they try to do. They try to hurt you with words. But be Teflon. Let it slip right off of you, because you know who you are. You know what your character is made of. You know what your moral standing is. You know that you are the best person that you are looking to be, and you're looking to be better. So if they're criticizing your character, they're criticizing, you know, your looks, they're criticizing whatever, don't let it take you down. Don't let it take real estate inside of you. Okay, this is not a pseudo-motivational thing, but for me, I take this personally when I hear about this stuff. You know, whether a kid's, I hate bullies, and I say it, and I don't like using the word hate, but I hate bullies. I hate people that think that they can bully someone because that's what they want to do. But the one thing that I've learned in all my travels all over the world, and you can take this to the bank, that there's always somebody bigger, badder. You know, so bullies, you know, they wind up facing someone that they can't bully, and they wind up being the one that, basically has their ego and their character and their everything crushed. And it does happen. Trust me on that. Okay. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to say it again. Thank you for joining us. I want you guys to have a fantastic weekend. And we'll be back with you with another episode of Money Never Sleeps as we tackle some other topics. And if you have any ideas, feel free to let me know, and we'll see if we can tackle that. All right. Thank you again, and you guys have a fantastic rest of the trading day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio. In your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Belathkef and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.